The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I love a good foot rub, and evidently not everybody does, because we're having a little disagreement here. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and also I'm a, have a lot of admiration for a good foot rub as well,
right,
Dana.
And over right, a little weekend, petty.
Yeah, last weekend, when I was leaving my show, dude, I do a bit talking about yoga and whatnot, and then two guys came up to me, this dude named Julio, and he says, yo, bro, if you go to when you go to yoga, do you have to take your socks off? And I was like, yeah, because yoga in socks is horrible. That's a
gross.
Different type. That's nasty. For 45 minutes, you're just sweating in your feet. Ugh.
Not only that, you're slipping and sliding all over.
Exactly. So when I told him that, then I was like, then he brought up the thing, well, do other people look at your feet? And I was like, hold on. I was like, is this guy really self-conscious about his feet? And then when I told him I got a pedicure, oh, my God. His mind was blown. He could not process the fact that I was open enough to go get a pedicure.
What I can't process is what Julio's feet must look like.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I will say Julio did have a wife, so there is somebody who loves him and cherishes him for his concrete feet.
She hates that his feet stick to the sheets. She's like, sir, you know when your feet are that, they stick to the sheets. Julio,
stop attacking me, okay?
Otto, you get petties. Don't even act.
When's the last time I got a pedicure?
It's been a few months, but
a few years.
I will make Otto go get petties with me. Now, I feel sorry for the ladies. We always tip them 25% because Otto's feet are bad. They're probably like Julio. But Anthony, don't you think everybody deserves that at least every 3 months?
Yes, I think it opens up a softer side and allows men to just have their feet up. Not, you know, yes, at least every 3 months, and you need it for the ladies, especially if you're single. Automatic, I understand. You have a wife; you don't need to do that all the
yes,
time.
Yes, you do. I would appreciate feet that don't look like bricks.
I don't appreciate people touching my feet. That's the thing. Like, I'll go
to. They don't appreciate touching your feet. Trust me.
I wouldn't appreciate it either. I got some ugly feet. I got like bird's feet.
It's not the ugly feet. It's the amount of skin. The last time that the woman took off of you, we could have helped a burn victim with the amount of skin.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Samuel Henderson, at age 11, took the latest hobby craze from TikTok, which is birdwatching, to the next level during his talent show. Take a listen to Bobby Henderson. Samuel Henderson, rather.
The first one is the creepy sound of the common loon.
Wow. Whoa. That's him.
All right. I'm
going to
do two species of crow. American crow and the fish crow.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy.
Super impressive for him to be able to do that. And then stand in front of an entire school and do that at, what was he, 11 years old?
11 years old. So he's either in fourth or fifth grade when this goes down. You don't know what's going to happen. There's a room full of children of the same age. You know how kids that age can be.
Don't want to get booed at the elementary.
And his mother spoke to CBS about that very worry.
Some kids can be mean.
And the thought of that happening to him on stage in front of the whole school.
It'd just break my heart if that were to have happened. The kids are roaring. I was so happy to see him living his dreams. My heart would just explode.
Because let's be real, bird calling is not like the most exciting
thing. Not the coolest thing ever.
Well, it is. Otto, just like crocheting is back. Do you remember Taylor Swift was talking about her granny habits? She's not the only one. Baking sourdough bread, crocheting, painting, embroidery. The things that your grandmother and great-grandmother used to do, they're hot again. And bird calling is so big on Instagram and TikTok. I follow a bird caller who has 5 million followers. He's 27, and all he does is go bird watching and do what this little boy Samuel did. He just does weird bird calls.
Wow. I think what Samuel does is above any type of trend, though. I think Samuel tapped into a spirit deep down, because when you hear people say, I do bird sound effects in stand-up comedy, I hear this a lot.
Yeah. But, I was like, where do you hear that?
Nobody ever delivers like Samuel delivered, and I did get a little emotional myself watching his classmates cheer him on, because you're right. This is kind of a thing that back in my day, nobody would have thought this was cool.
They were hyping him up. They were hyping him up.
I love that.
I mean, he was so good that you couldn't deny it, though.
Otto, you're absolutely right.
That's right.
Deborah is on the line. Deborah, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Have you ever been in a talent show, and what grade were you in?
Okay, yes. So I think I was in fifth grade and I went to a little small private Christian school.
Yeah.
My best friend Marcy and I decided to make cinnamon rolls at the talent show, and we called them No Sin Amen Rolls. And so we already had some ready, but we did the whole act of, you know, mixing everything and adding the ingredients.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
I think we got second place, but it was just so fun. And
the creativity and alone, the no sin.
That's the word. I just thought creative. That is so amazing. So how long did this baking ordeal take on the stage?
Well, I think we were probably up there maybe 10 minutes because, I mean, and 10 minutes is a long time in front of the group.
Yeah, but,
I mean, we didn't have an oven there, but we did the whole act of everything. And then we showed them our final result.
I think that is so brave.
The girls that won, they sang this Christian song and they did sign language to it, and you can't beat that. It was
I think ours
was way more fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say the name alone was more fun.
Yeah, I vote sin. What was it called?
Well, say it again. What was it?
No Sin Amen Rolls.
Yeah, I vote that. Yeah. Anybody can sing an old song.
My mom would buy a dozen of those every weekend at church.
You should open up a bakery.
The No Sin Amen Rolls.
Yeah, they were a hit and they were good too. It was fun and we got a lot of laughs out of it.
So oh my gosh.
It was definitely more entertaining, I think.
Oh my
in
gosh.
In my opinion.
The thing, Deborah, is you might put Cinnabon out of business. Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Newly released police body cam footage shows former Dallas Cowboy quarterback and current CBS Sports commentator Tony Romo getting a little combative with the officer who pulled him over in Milwaukee.
Mm.
And I was a little surprised that we've compiled some of the audio.
There's a lot
minutes
of it.
And minutes. Yeah, but we broke it down. Take a listen.
Deputy Corps, Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Where are you coming from?
Golf course.
I'm going to run you through some field sobriety tests. Are you willing to take any field sobriety tests? You're denying to step out of the vehicle. Okay, step out of the vehicle. Nope, step out of the vehicle. Step out of the vehicle. He's out of the vehicle. You will do 9, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Why is she making him do push-ups? Because I would have failed that sober. Sober, I'm failing. Like, what?
I think Tony Romo thought he was going to get off, is what I thought.
He should have known from jump the way she was addressing him, he was not going to get off.
Do you think she was well aware of who he was?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think she cared.
I think she did. Why would you ask somebody to do push-ups? I've been part of a few field sobriety tests, and I've never been asked to do push-ups.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, what happened to the ABCs?
I've walked
backwards?
A line.
Yeah.
That's or maybe she was just messing with him because she's a Packers fan.
Yeah, that's what it was right there. That's what it was. Okay, if you want to check out the video, I'm posting it at Dana Cortez on Instagram inside my story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
AMC Theaters just conducted a survey of 10,000 moviegoers, and the ideal length of a movie is 88 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, nice. 1 hour and 28 minutes long. I was going to ask you guys to take a guess, but I thought it would take too long because Gen Z has a shorter attention span, and they say they wouldn't mind a shorter movie, while millennials, all the old people, wouldn't mind longer movies. That makes sense to me.
In my experience as a professional comedian, according to the IRS, for the past 5 years. Each comedy show is usually between 80 to 90 minutes. Sometimes I want to incorporate a phone check in the middle of my comedy shows just to let y'all breathe. But
I get what you're saying. Like, starting to look around. Like, yeah, what am I I'm missing? Or am I missing a text message? I watch the movie Scarface so often.
How long is that? That's pretty long.
I had to look it up. Scarface is 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Say hello to my little friend!
And I can watch it over and over and find something every single time.
You know what's another good long movie?
What, Otto?
Titanic.
Oh my gosh!
3 hours?
3 hours and 14 and a half minutes, and I never knew it was that long because it's so freaking good.
There's these old relics of media called VHS's.
And yeah, VHS tapes.
It was a double VHS-er, right?
Was it a double VHS?
Yes!
It was a double VHS-er,
yeah.
That's good because you got to take a break and go to the bathroom.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez's husband, Benny Blanco, got a podcast with Lil Dicky. Sounds like some kind of joke, right? But it's not. And Lil Wayne was inside their studio. And I thought this might have been one of the most fascinating parts of the conversation when Benny Blanco asked him about sleep.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night?
I don't sleep.
Ever? What time do you go to bed?
I don't have a time.
You never get in the bed, ever?
No. You have to understand that I signed my first contract at 11. Started doing this around 7 or 8. There's not 1 second has it been a job. It's still a kid in a toy store. That kid does not go to sleep. That's the last thing that kid wants. It's like, what bedtime?
He signed his first contract at 11? I had no idea. I thought he was 13.
Well, he was famous by 13.
Yeah, because he helped write Back That Thing Up. And at 13, what are you doing, Lil Wayne? You know, but then also the fact that you don't have a bedtime.
Well, at first I thought that was crazy, and then I started thinking about it, and everything he said, it lines up. Why would he ever have a bedtime? He's never really, like he said, I've never really had a job.
But
I just
7, 8 year old, you just writing?
He's always been a prodigy, and he's like one of the most gifted minds in music of the past 2 decades, at least. And also, I think it's very inspiring that he still has that joyous approach, you know, to being a kid when it comes to performing his craft.
You're right. The love. He's like, not one day has this been a job for me. I know this sounds crazy, but there's not a day that goes by that I don't feel blessed for my job. I understand what he's saying because I just still can't believe that I get to talk. And that's how I get to make a living. It's absolutely incredible to me when I really think like where I come from and all the hard jobs I had, like real hard jobs.
And that's why he's saying he's never worked a day in his life.
No, I'm working. I don't know about him, but I'm putting in work.
But you're not really working because you love what you do.
Absolutely. No, this is work.
Well, why am I tired then?
I know. Exactly. You know why? Because we have a bedtime that we never make.
Yeah. The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You might be entitled to up to $500 back from Costco. They just settled a $14 million lawsuit that alleges they advertised temporary or time-limited promotions to consumers. Some of these emails that were thrown out there, titled today is the last day to access member-only savings, blah, blah, hot buys available for 5 days only, that kind of thing. But you do have to file before the end of August. In fact, there's a date on it. I think it's August 24th. So if you're a Costco member, and you think you might have been, you know, taken for a ride. Right. Yeah, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a DM. I will send you the link.
I do have a question for you, Dana Cortez.
Yeah.
Does this also include, I'm not a member, but I do enjoy the glizzies. Am I also an
eligible?
I'm not an eligible.
You going back there for the $1.50 hot dog. You do not get the emails.
Yes,
but they do allow you, though, to go in and buy their hot dogs. I think you can buy, you can't buy the chicken. But you can eat in the food court at Costco. You know what? I know that they obviously had to go to court, but good for them for doing the right thing and giving the money back.
No,
it's hard to get refunds.
Shouldn't have lied in the first place.
No, true story. It's very hard. You're right about it's hard to get refunds. Mm. Dude, I barely got my, I wouldn't even call it a refund. It's my deposit back from my apartment complex. It took me 5 months.
What?
5 months and probably about maybe 15 different emails to get the money back that they already owed me.
Why?
And I don't, this economy is what people say. I don't know. I really don't know, honestly. And there's just been so many things. I just think right now, times are tough for everybody, businesses included. And they're not in a hurry to give you the money back that you owe. They're going to make it challenging for you.
Do you mind, Anthony, if I ask you how much money did they owe you? How much money did you have to wait around for 5 months?
It was $1,200.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. $1,200 can make you mad. $1,200. Somebody owing you $1,200 will make you very irate.
Yeah, they're getting me in person as Karen, not an email. Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
An Amazon driver left a strongly worded message on a woman's Ring camera, and I agree with the Amazon driver. Let's hit it.
I don't know if you can hear me, but for the love of God, please don't order really, really heavy things off Amazon. Jeff Bezos makes $1 million. We don't. Amazon's for like cute little fun things. You know what I'm saying? Have a good day, though.
Jeff Bezos makes a billion. We don't. We don't. I felt so badly because I'm looking at the Ring camera video, which, by the way, I'll post here shortly. Stand by for details of where you can watch it. But he must have carried 4 to 5 boxes that are larger than him up to her porch. And he's covered. He's dripping in sweat. He's got upper lip sweat. His clothes are wet. It's a hot day.
Reminds me a lot of the time you had the Amazon driver delivering boxes to us in 110 degree heat.
Well, first of all, Otto, it was FedEx. And second of all, you gave him NBA tickets. So get it. Oh, I know, I know. I do feel badly. Sometimes your job is much more difficult than you anticipated.
And then there's so many little X factors when you're delivering things like this. I've never delivered anything for Amazon or FedEx or UPS, but I've worked for a newspaper company for 5 hours. And then I also...
Wait, stop, stop. What's up? You worked for a newspaper company for 5 hours? You better elaborate on that story. So what happened?
This was one of my mom's, like, we're going to do a side hustle experiment thing. Okay. And this is like a single mom struggle story because she was like, all right, we're all going to do it as a family.
Okay.
And we didn't know that you have to organize and put all your papers together.
You have to roll them up and put rubber bands and stuff on them. They don't come already rolled?
100%, dude. Oh, 100%. No. Right? And so that was the first like little gripe we all had going. And then we were missing houses and then we were delivering papers well into the evening time.
Jeez.
So we all, we're not going to do this at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's really why newspapers have gone away. For anyone who has nothing to do with social media, with the web.
Go pay for that subscription. Trust me, it's worth it.
Yeah.com. Having hard jobs, I thought immediately about how sexy movies and TV make bartending look.
Oh.
It is so not sexy. I made a lot of money bartending.
Have you smelled behind a bar?
The work you have to put in before you start, the work you have to put in while you're bartending, and everybody is sloshed and trying to talk to you, the work you have to put in after to clean, if you clean right, because the bar is so sticky and disgusting, there aren't enough tips in the world for me to go back. There's not Mm-mm. enough tips in the world. It's so hard.
I was never a bartender, but I was a pest control guy, and the worst part of that job was doing termite inspections or termite treatments. And some places, they have subterranean termites. So you have
to live underground?
Yeah, so you have to go underneath the house into the crawl space and treat underneath there. It's dark. It's
when you say trench out, Otto, are you digging ditches?
Basically, small ditches. Like, outside the house, you have to dig down a foot. But underneath, I'd only go down like 6 inches to it.
In people's basement where Buffalo Bill lives? I don't think so. It's not happening.
And all the cobwebs in your face.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.